This is a commutation phase one hearing for Jose Munguia, ADC number 246507. Mr. Munguia is 51 years old, and he is serving 7.5 years for an aggravated DUI with an additional 2.5 years for another aggravated DUI, and 2.5 years for yet another aggravated DUI. The offenses occurred, the 7.5 year offense occurred on August 2nd of 2014. The other two offenses occurred, one of them was on June 1st of 2009, and the other one was on July 30th of 2009. Description of the offenses, the one that occurred on June 1st of 2009, for which he received 2.5 years, he drove his vehicle through a chain link fence, and when he was stopped, he smelled of alcohol. The one in July 2009, for which he received 2.5 years, which was only 6 weeks or so after, about 2 months after the other one, police tried to stop him for an equipment check, but he failed to pull over, and then he pulled into the driveway and tried to run away in the backyard. So, and again, they noticed alcohol, and he had blood alcohol content that day of 0.210%. The other crime, let's quickly find the other crime, if I can do that. Involved a vehicle where somebody gave a description of a suspicious vehicle, and when police came to check that out, this was at Casa Verde Apartments, and when police came to check that out, they noticed bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, smell of alcohol coming from Mr. Munguia, and he was arrested, and on that day, his blood alcohol content was 0.223. And for that, he received the 7.5 years. Mr. Munguia has a criminal history that dates back to 1989. He has in his past, and I'll only give the not the arrests, but the ones for which he received an actual conviction, resisting arrest, and for that he received 7 days in jail. Criminal trespass, theft, failed to show driver's license or ID, and driving with suspended license. For those, he received 7 days in jail, or an additional driving with license suspended, 2 counts of that. He has an amended drug paraphernalia violation, for which he received 18 months of public service and probation. Again, failed to show driver's license, driving with license suspended. DUI, liquors, vapors, combo, 1 day in jail, aggravated DUI, fined, sent to prison for 8 months, and had probation. That was ultimately revoked. Another count of similar that the aggravated DUI, again, fined, prison 4 months, probation. So Mr. Munguia has committed quite a long series of traffic violations involving alcohol. He had, on this sentence, these are running concurrent, and on this sentence, he's requesting a 6.5 year reduction, which would result in a sentence ending date that's June 4th, 2016, which is in the past. Otherwise, he has an unreleased credit date of January 14th, 2021, a community supervision begin date of October 29th, 2020. He is asking for a reduction in his sentence because he says his family needs him and he also has medical issues that cannot be addressed in the prison. He has some discipline. He's got 2 majors. His very most recent was April 24th, 2018, and that was for disrupting count, which is a minor. But he has another major that was for harassment, and he has a major for possession of drugs while in prison. He has completed some programming, cultural diversity, functional literacy, and participated in GED, and also has four letters of support in the file. As to whether his sentence is excessive, for the first count, the seven and a half years was an aggravated sentence. The presumptive was 5 years, the minimum was 2.5. So he did receive the aggravated sentence on that. But as to the other two, which had occurred in 2009, he received the presumptive, which is 2.5 years, with a possible range of 1 year for the mitigated minimum, a year and a half for the minimum, 3 years for maximum, and 3.75 years for aggravated maximum. So on those sentences, he could have received a much larger sentence. In looking at all of this, including especially his criminal history, which includes many, many of the similar offenses, I'm not seeing a sentence of 7.5 years as excessive for this particular crime, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Great.
Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Jose Munguia, ADC number 246507, that we not pass his application to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. That concludes the hearing for Jose Munguia, ADC 246507.